107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always great to check in with Calla James. She joins us on the phone lines with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, as always. Calla, lots going on with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Vets in Training is coming up.
That's right. Our junior Vets in Training session just wrapped up, and our next session coming up is Vets in Training for Children aged 10 to 14. Our next session in Stratford starts on May the 10th, and we still do have spaces left. So check out our website at kwsphumane.ca, and you can see more information there as well as to register for our Stratford location.
Again, Vets in Training, what a great hands-on experience for these kids.
Yeah, it's one of our most popular programs. It's 2 hours. It runs for 5 weeks from 6 till 8 in the evening. But it's just a really great time for kids to come in, a hands-on experience with animals, and check out our on-site animal hospital as well.
Okay, the all-important topic of microchipping our pets, Calla.
Yes, we have a weekly microchipping appointments available at the Stratford Perth Humane Society, which I'm not sure a lot of people know about, but you can actually book an appointment on Mondays or Wednesdays for just $30 to have your pet microchipped. We also do have our rabies and microchip clinics that happen monthly as well. We'll be wrapping up in June. We take a break for July and August just because it's super busy for us at the center, and we pick that back up again in September. So if you're looking for low-cost rabies and microchips, please check that out. But if you're just looking for a microchip, you can call us and book any week. We also just want to remind people that once your pet is microchipped, that's not the end. Make sure that if you move, you change your phone number, you change your email, you make sure you call that microchip company and update your information. Because there's nothing more upsetting to us that when we get an animal in, they have a microchip, we're so excited, and then we find out that that phone number is out of service.
Okay.
So just a reminder to please make sure your pet's information is up to date.
And as you touched on it there, microchipping your pet is very important. You might think, oh, it's something I don't necessarily need to do with collars and registration, but microchipping is very important.
Absolutely. I had conversations with people on the weekend. Their pet has a license tag, they have a collar, they even have a personalized ID tag, but that dog wasn't wearing it, and they said, they never venture too far. Luckily, we were able to reunite those pets home, but this is an exact example of, I've never had my pet go missing before, or they're an indoor cat, they never go outside. Well, they've slipped out the door now on us. We really want to make sure that we get pets home to owners, and that microchip is such a crucial thing, and it's one of the first things we do when they come in the doors. We check those microchips. So we really want to make sure people have their information updated and their pets actually are microchipped in the first place.
Okay. And Calla, this is a very special month. It's Foster Month.
That's right. We have named May Foster Month at both of our Kitchener and Stratford locations. We are really trying to promote the importance of fostering, as well as encourage people to pick up a phone and chat with us about what it is to foster. There are no care costs to you. We cover anything, medical needs, as well as supplies. So litter, food, small animal bedding, we cover all of that. We just need a comfortable place for these animals to temporarily stay while we're getting them through their spay-neuter surgeries or any medical treatments, and then moving them into a forever home. So we have a lower number in the Stratford Perth area of foster homes, and we're really hoping that people will step up this summer and register to become a foster parent.
And that information is also on your Facebook page, and you're sharing lots of information. There's blogs and more coming out about that.
That's right. We have a whole month planned about the benefits of fostering, what it looks like to foster, as well as the foster process. So our website is kwsphumane.ca. We are open again to the public in our center, so if you just want to drop in and ask some questions about what fostering entails and what it would be like to become a foster parent, we'd love to hear from you.
There's so much great information with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Again, kwsphumane.ca is the website for details. Of course, links on our website, too, with mystratfordnow.com. Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks again, Calla. Always pleasure chatting.
Thanks so much, Jamie.